some Swedish friends. This year should be a special schus for Rav Hirshionis and Berav Mordechai Ephraim, Shmuel Sfirim, and David Akiva, and Yaakov Dov, and David Akoin. It says in the first mission on the second parak of Bikurim that Zarim are not allowed to eat Truma. L'chara, we have to understand why the Mishnah has to teach us this. We already learned earlier in the Mishnah that a Zar who eats Truma is Chayav Mises. Why do we have to go on and say that it's also Aser for him? In the Rash and Chala, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Tes, and Tosus Yevamis, and Gemel Amin Aleph, the Ramas Chavah Surim, explain that it's referring to a Chatzi Shir, that a Chatzi Shir is Aser to Zarim, even though there is no Chiyuv Misa. And that's the Chiddush, that even though there's no Chiyuv Misa, nevertheless, there is still an Iser Lazarim. The Yerushalmi here, in Aloha Aleph, Parak Hesheni, and Bikurim, it says that a Kohen of Truma Bituma is Chayev Misa. And so to Viter in the Yerushalmi is this Pasul of a Koyhanim that Chayev Misa by Truma is referring, by Truma Bituma is referring to Koyhanim. So it's mentioned that the din of Isser Achilas Truma Bituma's Haguf was said only to Koyhanim. As was Mithchadish, the Mishnah Lamelech in a Sefer Parshas Drachim in Drush Yutes. See there where he brings Tosus and Yevamos 32b, Dibur HaMaschil Ba'amum, who writes that Izar is not forewarned not to do the Avodah Bituma, because the Pasuk that says you're not allowed to do the Avodah Bituma is talking about Kohanim. The Parashas Drachim says that the same would apply to the Isser of Achilas Truma Bitumas Haguf, that he also in this Isser it says Ish Ish Mizera Aharon. So that's referring to after the Daftka to the Kohanim. So therefore, since Achilas Truma Bitumas Haguf is referring to the Kohanim, Yisraelim are not forewarned, are not muzhar on this Isser. And from the Lashon of the Yerushalmi here, it's mashmal like the Parashas Drachim, that a Yisrael is not muzhar on Achilas Truma Bitumas Haguf. Only Kohanim are muzhar. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, the great Gaon, was choker in this halacha, what the pshat is. Is the pshat that Yisrael, since he's not muzhar on Achilas Truma Bitumas Haguf, the reason is because anyway he's not allowed to eat the Truma. The lav hachi lo hotshula achilaso. Since anyway he's not allowed to eat Truma, so therefore there's no special azhara that he shouldn't eat a Bitumah. You don't have to tell him not to eat a Bitumah when he's not allowed to eat it in the first place. Or do we say no, that the reason that Yisrael isn't Musar on Achilas Truma Bitumah Saguf is because the Iker Azhara was said to Koyhanim and not to Yisraelim, and Yisrael is no Isser at all of Achilas Truma Bitumas Haguf. So is the pshat that the reason Yisrael isn't Musar is because he wasn't, it's not mutter for to eat Truma in the first place, or is the pshat that Yisraelim are not included b'chlal in the Azhara of Isser Achilas Truma Bitumas Haguf? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be l'nyan arusa l'koyein ve'evet koyein. An arusa was betrothed to a koyein and an evet of a koyein. They eat truma midin kinyan kaspo because they're his kinyan. He bought them with his money. So, according to the first sad that we said that the Israel is not musar because belav hachi is not allowed to eat. So it's mistaber that they are not allowed to eat bituma, because they are allowed to eat. When do we say that Yisrael is not? Why do we say that Yisrael is not musar an achilas hatruma bitum ataguf? You know why we say that? Because he's not allowed to eat it anyway. But kinyan kaspo, the arusa lekoin evet koin, who are allowed to eat truma, Memele they are muzhar an achilas truma betumas haguf. That's according to the first side of Archakira. But according to the second side of Archakira, that the Iker Azhara was said to Koyanim and not to Yisraelim, and Yisrael b'chlal doesn't have an Iser Achila betumas haguf. In other words, it was only given to Koyanim. So we can say that an Arusa Lekoyin and Evet Koyin, who are not Koyanim, are allowed to eat Truma Betumas Haguf, and weren't Musar on Tumas Haguf, because it was only said to eat to Kohanim and not to non-Koyanim. So according to the Tzad, that you're excluded from the Isser of Achilas Truma Betumas Haguf, is because you're not allowed to eat shurim in the first place. So an eved kohen and arusa lekohen are not allowed to eat betumas aguf because they are allowed to eat shurim. According to the second sad, that the ikar azhar was said to the kohanim and not to non-kohanim. So according to that, it's mistaber that it was not said to an eishes kohen and eved kohen because they're not kohanim. Another suffix would be ilan yinisra avoid beveis hamikdash betuma. The Ravid says in Perak Dalet Melchus Bias Mikdash Alachat Dalet that this iser is noig bebama as well. That you're not allowed to do avoda bebama betuma. Now this din that avodas bama applies to Yisrael as well. A bama is a private altar. And a Yisrael is also allowed to work at a bama, not only a kohen. You don't need dafka a kohen. So lefi zeh kim tfor hashayla, we have a question: if he is Yisrael allowed to do the avoda bebama betumas haguf? We know he's allowed to do the avoda bebama. Is he forbidden from doing the avoda bebama betumas haguf? Kohanim are definitely not allowed to. They have an azhara not to do the avoda betuma, but Yisrael, we can say that they're not musar in this lav, even though they're allowed to do the avoda. So it's a similar suffix. We have a suffix by achilas truma. So we want to know, betumas haguf, we want to know if those who are not classical kohanim, are they also forbidden from eating truma betumas haguf? On one hand they're eating truma, on the other hand they're not kohanim. Here also avoda beveis hamikdash is not allowed to be done betuma. What about avoda bebama be Yisrael? Because kohanim are now allowed to do the avoda betuma. That's clear. They're now allowed to do the avoda betuma in the base of Mikdash, and now allowed to avoda betuma in the bama. But maybe this iser was only given to the kohanim. Maybe Yisraelim were now allowed to do the avoda in the base of Mikdash, but they are allowed to do avoda bebama. Maybe they're not musar from doing the avoda betuma saguf. Just like maybe an Eved coin and an Arusala coin are not Musar from eating Truma Betumas Haguf. And from the Ravid, who says that the Isser of doing Avodah Babama Betumas Haguf applies to Koyhanim, you can't be Poshet this Suffolk, because the Ravid was only talking about a coin. The Ravid said that the Isser of Bama is referring doing Avodah Betumas Haguf. The Isser applies to Bama as well. So you're going to say, if the Isser applies to Bama as well, it applies to Yisraelim. No. But you could say what the Ravid meant was that it applies to Koyhanim bebama, but not Yisraelim bebama. So we still have the suffix, Yisrael bebama, Yisrael atome betumas haguf, so you're allowed to do avoda bebama. The chiddush of the Ravid is that tumas haguf is aser bebama, but maybe he was only referring to a coin. And Mameli Yisrael is allowed to do the avoda and the bama betumas haguf. The mashmos of the Mishnah Lamelech and the Parashas Drachim is about the Truma Shaila, a Zar eating Betumas Haguf, is that it's not totally whether he's allowed to eat Truma. The whole Lav, which you mean that it will apply to an Eishes coin and the other one and an Eved coin? No, the whole Lav is only on Kohanim, since so is the mashmos of the Pasuk. Only Kohanim. If he's there, there'll be enough gamina that it only applies to Kohanim. And Neved Kohen and Rusal Kohen, who are eating Medin Kinyan Kaspo, are allowed to eat Betumas Haguf because it applies only to Kohanim, like the second side of Aruch HaKira. If he's there, Chaim says, we can be Miyashiv the Kasha Tosin Yavam, Samachas Samaral, Dumasal Kinyan, who are all made on that we need a special pasuk for an Asuah the Kohen that she eats Shuma Medin Kol Torah Beveischa. That anybody who's pure in your house can eat Truma. So why isn't it enough that we have the pasuk of Kinyan Kaspo, and Arusa is a Kinyan Kaspo, she can eat Medin Torah, so why can't a Nesua from the same pasuk? So the Fiyam of Vuyar, based on what we explain, we can say there's enough Gemina. Tosin Yevamos and Samach Vavam and Aleph discuss an Eishes Koyim, that she has a Koyach Atzmi Lecho Betruma. She's not just like a Kinyan of a Koyim, but a Nesula Koyim is like a Kohenes. She herself is like the coin. Look in Tosas for Nafkaminas, Yivam Samach Vavam and Aleph, also in the Chedusha Rashba, in the name of the Rabbeinu Chananel. So we can say that there's a chilik between an Arusa and an Nesua. and Arusa is eating only mitzat kinyan kasboi. But in a suah that we learn from called Tar Beveis Chayoch HaKodesh, her geder is that she herself is a kohenes. And based on what we said, B'das HaParshas Terachim would be a grace in Afgamina Ladina, that an Arusa Lekoin is allowed to eat Bituma, because only Kohanim were Musar in this lav. But an Nesua would appear is also shaykh to this lav of not eating Truma Bituma, because she is a Din Kohenis. So now we have a beautiful Nafgamina between an Arusa and an Nesua. That an Arusa is allowed to eat Bituma Sagur, she's not a Kohen. But an Nesua, an Eishes Kohen, has a Din of a Koyhenes, and she's not allowed to eat bitumas haguf. Nachanafgamina, according to the Chinuch of Mitzvah Reish Pei, who's mechadesh that a kinyan shlishi, a third stage kinyan of a kohen, is not eating, only kinyan sheni. We learn from the pasuk is allowed to eat truma, that he makes a kinyan rishon, and that kinyan rishon makes a kinyan sheni. Kinyan sheni can eat truma, but not if that kinyan sheni makes a kinyan shlishi. So the fizeh, we have a chiluk between an arusa and a nesua. Arusa eats midin kinyan kaspo, and therefore, if her kinyan made another kinyan, that kinyan's going to be a kinyan shlishi, because the arusa is a kinyan rishon. She makes another kinyan, and if that kinyan buys another kinyan, makes another kinyan, that's a kinyan shlishi, and is not going to eat truma. That person's not going to eat truma. But an Nesua, that's like a Kohenes, if she makes a kinyan, and her kinyan makes a kinyan, she buys an Eved, and that Eved buys an Eved, so that's only going to be kinyan sheni, because she's not considered a kinyan herself. She has a higher status, she has a shidrug, an upgrade of being an Eishes Kohen, she's like a Kohenes. We are only memayet kinyan Shlishi l'das hachinuch, and an Nesua doesn't have a status of a kinyan at all. She's called Torah Beis Chayoch HaKodesh. So therefore, her kinyan will eat, and that kinyan's kinyan will eat, and only the third stage won't eat. Whereas an Arus is already considered a kinyan rishon, so her kinyan can eat, but the second kinyan makes a kinyan. That third, that's considered third kinyan, and that person cannot eat. So that's nacha nafgamina between the status of an Arusa's kohen and an Nesua to a kohen. And based on this, we can be miyashiv nacha kasha, says Reb Chaim, that they ask on the Mishnah Lamelech, from that it says in Ksubas, Nachesam Aleph, that when you give a Kohen, gives his wife Mizonos, there's a machlokas, he's allowed to give her Truma. Why? Because Truma, she's limited, she can't eat Bimei Tumasa. So is a Kohen allowed to give his wife Alts Mizonos Truma? So they ask, according to Mishnah Lamelech, the Dafka Kohanim, who's Haru? If so, why can't she eat Bimei Tumasa? Why can't she eat Bimei Tumasa? Gemara says she can't eat Bimei Tumasa. According to one opinion, why not? According to the Parshas Terachim, she can. So the answer is, very good, that the Gemara is talking about a Nesua, or an Arusa after 12 months, who has it like a din of Nesua. Look there in the Gemara. Since the Gemara is talking about a Nesua, so she's eating mitzad kol tar beveischa, and therefore she can't eat betumah. Mashen kein an Arusa ein achinami, the Mishnah Melech is correct, that an Arusa can eat betumah saguf. The Gemara is talking about giving her mizonos, is talking about a Nesua. And a Nesua is taka, Nalari Bituma Saguf, because she is a din of a Kohenes. And the Kash itself we can answer in another way, says Reb Chaim. And that is again the Kash it was, what does the Gemara mean when it says that a Kohen can't give his wife Mizonos, Truma for Mizonos, because she's not allowed to eat Bimei Tumasa? We said that Altkinyan Kaspo, she is. So Teretz is, you're right, Mitzat her, she is. But what about Mitzat being Mitami the Truma? Mitam Acher, she's not allowed to eat it, because she's going to be Mitami the Truma B'maga. That she's not allowed to do. So therefore, based on that, we understand very beautifully why he can't give her truma for mizonos. Not mitzad her, she's allowed to, but mitzad the mizonos, they're going to become tamei. So Baruch Hashem, we learned some big yisod here from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim had so many beautiful yisodos, and we should be zochel l'lmod u'lamed l'shmor v'lasot ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתו ואהבה אמן ואמן שלום שלכם סבילי סמסבילי